The Ramah in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah writes, in Bitlu Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParsha B'Tzibur, if one does not read Kriyas HaTorah 1 week on Shabbos, with Shabbos Abba, Koran also, the following Shabbos, Koran also Parsha, and Parsha Shechel also Shabbos. You read both Parsha. You read last week's Parsha and this week's Parsha. And he quotes the Or Zarua. So, what is the Or Zarua's case? What is the Or Zarua talking about? So the Or Zarua writes in Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Mem He, that he writes about Maisa Hayah BeKolon. The Maisa happened in Kolon, BeEchad Shekibel BeShacharis, Aroi, with Gros Parshas Emor HaKohen. It was Parshas Emor the Shabbos. And something happened in Shul, VeIkev Tfilas, VeKriyas Torah KoHayom. And for whatever reason, they never got to read Kriyas HaTorah. And then they came back next Shabbos. Because Shagia Shabbos Abba, Siva Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon in the Bali Tosus, Lahadchio, Vaparsha Emor al Kohanim, Vulakrosa, Vagam, Bahar Sinai, Haruya, Lahakrosa, Boso Shabbos. So they paskin that what you should do, you should go and read Parshas Emor, and then you go back and read Parshas Bahar. So they happen to miss Parshas Emor. So it's like when you have two Parshas. You go back, you read the first Parsha, and then you read the second Parsha. You don't, and why? Shalodaleg Parsha Achas Minat Torah. You can't miss a Parsha. So if we just had this part of the Or Zora, which perhaps the Mara Mint or others only had, it wouldn't be clear whether I missed more than one parsha. From this part of the Or Zarua, all it tells me, if I missed a parsha, I got to make it up. And what about if I missed two parshas or three parshas? There's 10. You know, one could debate perhaps what the Or Zarua means. Perhaps it's dafka two. However, when you read on in the Or Zarua, what does he write? He says, "Lefi ki Moshe Rabbeinu." Niskan lekros haTorah parshosel lashlima b'chol shana v'shuna shana v'shana. That it was a takana from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that you should read every parsha. Kedei lashmiya la'am the mitzvos v'chukim einlo, and you should finish the parsha from beginning to end. And don't say kevin shava zman kriyasa halacha osa parsha v'ika ein. Don't say, well, maybe you'll say, well, Emor was last week, Parashas Bahar is this week, so that's it. You have each week, we set up in the beginning of the year, we go look on the calendar, you have one parasha and sometimes two parashios, and sometimes, as we'll see, maybe none, because it's Yantub. But the parasha, we set it up in advance, so we know, from when we start Bereshis after Simchas Torah, we finish Zos HaBracha on Simchas Torah. So that's what we do know. But there is no set parsha for week, the Or Zarua says. Ki ein keva b'parshos l'kros parsha zu b'shabbos zu v'zu b'shabbos zu. Ela ki kein nisro parshos. And there is no set weeks. In other words, see the different ways one could learn, possibly have learned the Or Zarua. Maybe the Or Zarua was saying it's Tashlumin. But it's difficult because if you miss, if I just said I missed one, I'd make it up next week. But from here he's saying that it doesn't seem to be Tashlumin because, as we'll see, not like the pshat that they quote, not that the pshat they quote from the Gra in this Ramah. So he points out that he says you have to make it up. So either, as we'll see, there why you have to make it up. Is it a midin tashlumin? So here it seems not to be. Ki ein keva b'parshos, look what parsha zu b'shabbat zu. B'shabbat zu, ela, ki kein nistru b'parshos, v'rayla. And how do I know that Ar Zeruah says that it's not a specific parsha, but it's a whole year thing? V'rayla davashim, yira yom tov b'shabbos, as we just had it, when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, v'dochen ha-parsha she'oso Shabbos, v'mei parsha she'yom tov, and we'll go on meaning Lehova Nidchanicha. So we see, if it was every week, so then we'd read it, we'd have to read it on that Yantav. So clearly they set it up that they read it for the whole year. Even you could argue, well, that's part of the Cheshbon. Every year they know if Yantav falls out on Shabbos, part of the takana is you read a separate yantav davening. So either way, that's his rai anyway. His rai is that if he specifically had to read every week, therefore you'd have to read on yantav and Shabbos, as opposed to saying maybe it is every week, but there are exceptions. So from the full of the ruah, it appears that, well, what's clear from the azaru is you miss parshas emor. You make it up, you read Emor and Bahar the following Shabbos. And he seems to say, nothing to do with Tashlumin per se, is Sheyesh Takana L'Hashem Es HaTorah B'Chol HaShana. You have a mitzvah every year to read the whole Torah. Our custom is to split up the parshios into throughout the whole year, or perhaps every 3 years if you had the 3 year cycle. And therefore, if you skip a parsha, you're going to be being nullifying the takana from Moshe Rabbeinu to read the whole Torah every year. Therefore, it shouldn't make a difference. With any, for every reason you miss it, you have to read the parsha of Shabbos Acheres. If not, you won't fulfill the Torah. And you know, where do we see this? There's a Yerushalmi in Megillah Perek Daled Halacha Aleph. Moshe Hiskenes Yisrael Shukorim Batorah B'Shabbos Yom Tovim Rashi Chadashim B'Chol Shemoi Shenemar Vayidaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem Al Yisrael Esri Hiskenes Yisrael Shukorim B'Torah B'Sheni B'Chamishu B'Shabbos Mincha. So we have a source in Yerushalmi telling Moshe Hiskenes Yisrael, and we have in Baba Kama Pei Beis Amin Aleph, they go through how the Takana was set up. Shukorim B'Mincha B'Shabbos, it goes through about Ezra and Moshe's Takana, how much they read. So therefore, the Ozaruah is, so what's clear from the Ozaruah is you have to be mashlim the parshios, and he seems to be saying, because they're also, you're going to nullify the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu to read the whole, it's not a specific week that you do it every week, because we don't read it on Yantif. And so it should come out that in theory, if you didn't wake up until Parshas Vayelech, then you'd have to go back and catch up, and before you have kind to play catch up until you get to Simchas Torah, or at least the Shabbos before. However, we're going to assume. So that's what's clear from the Ozaruah, that it was a takana for Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore you have to make up parshios. So his example, see, if it was his case was they missed five parshios, then it'd tell us more. That's what from the example was only two, but from the fact that Moshe Hiskin, it seems to apply even if it's three, four, or five. And he doesn't get into, and he doesn't seem to make a distinction, as we'll see, if it's different books, how many parashios. Well, we'll see others do make that distinction. But that seems, so the Or HaZeruah seems to be, and it doesn't seem to make a difference, according to Or HaZeruah, why you missed it. It seems that you missed it, and therefore, by hook or by crook, you have to go ahead and make it up. So that's the opinion of the Or Zarua, that anytime you miss a parsha, and therefore based on this Or Zarua, there are those who paskin. I think the Eretz Chemda, the Institute for Advanced Jewish Studies, Jerusalem, I think Rabbi Danny Mann, and as well as the Rav Avadji Yosef's son, they paskin based on the Or Zarua, that post-coronavirus, that's what one has to do. You have to go back, and you have to go read all the parashas. It's going to be a long Kriyas HaTorah. Exactly how you would do it, that's a separate debate. How would you go back and being mashem all the parashios? But certainly, according to the Or Zarua, you'd have to go back and make up all the parashas. We'll have to discuss a different shia, how you'd make them up. So that's what would come out according to the Or Zarua, and that's how some posts can paskin. And therefore, when some already did that, some already came back, and they read all the parashios that they missed. That is based on the opinion of this Or Zarua that says that Moshe instituted it, and we see it's not an individual parsha thing, because when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, we read the parsha of Yontif and not Shabbos, and we just continue the following week.